because you can handle the truth.
On the scene here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, the inaugural National Bugle Radio Show. I'm your host, Patrick Slattery. I am here with Don Advo. Don, good morning.
Good morning, Patrick Slattery, and greetings from behind the lines in Mexican-occupied California. Pretty terrible day, isn't it?
It's a pretty terrible day. I mean, it's not the way I wanted to start this program on RBN. But yes, we have a national tragedy. We don't know a whole lot about it. And I think, you know, we're going to have to hash through this a bit. It's going to take a while for us really to get the details. But, you know, the latest articles I'm seeing, we're seeing at least 58 dead in this Las Vegas shooting with hundreds injured. I've seen other reports saying 200 dead. I don't know what to believe at this point, but whatever it may be, a horrific shooting, and something that wasn't just a guy with an automatic rifle, was it?
Well, no, it was much more. I heard some of the audio. I woke up this happened, I guess, last night about 10 o'clock in Las Vegas, so most of us were in bed or finished our business for the day, and I tuned into a talk radio show at 3 o'clock this morning, hoping to hear some commentary about the NFL protest, which I think is a pretty significant event, and it was all about this shooting, and they played some of the audio online, and it was very obviously a machine gun. I mean, you know, we've all seen, you know, movies with machine guns. We know what they look like and what they sound like. Very distinctive. Obviously not a semi-automatic. Nobody can shoot a could pull the trigger that fast at one shot at a time. And we're looking at 550 injured and 58 dead. And he shot apparently for 10 minutes before they stopped him. That's a lot of rounds. That's a lot of rounds for 10 minutes. This guy was really going to town up there. So there's something very weird about this shooting. They don't know much about the guy. He was 64, retired, something of a recluse. He had his girlfriend. He had a lot of weapons and ammo. He was supposedly a professional gambler who was in and out of, you know, the casinos and that kind of thing. So, you know, an enigmatic person. I'm not aware of any political proclamations that he made. It doesn't appear to have been a Bernie Sanders supporter, as far as we know. I think if he were a Trump supporter, we'd have heard about that already. But there's a lot that's going to come out on this story. It's going to change the narrative, much like the Oklahoma bombing in 1994 changed the narrative there. And of course the Sandy Hook shooting. And I was saying to a friend a couple of days ago, I said, isn't it interesting that now that we have an administration in Washington that is pro Second Amendment, we have not had any mass shootings? Maybe I should not have said that. Maybe it's my fault.
Maybe not. Well, you know, you do the math. You said he was shooting for 10 minutes, and 10 minutes sounds like a long time. Of course, 10 minutes, if you have 60 seconds in a minute, 10 minutes is 600 seconds. If you have 58 dead and over 500 injured, that would be an average of a victim each second. And, you know, those first half minute or so, maybe he was shooting into a packed crowd, but over the course of 10 minutes, I'm sure people were taking cover. Lots of these rounds would not have stricken anyone. With semi-automatic rifle, you're not going to get off 600, it would have to be way more than 600 rounds in order to get 600 victims. So, we're talking about a machine gun, and I have not heard the audio, and I'm not an expert on guns, but now machine guns, Hillary Clinton has come out and tweeted that we need more gun control. I mean, she's tweeted that, imagine if he had had a silencer, how many more victims he would have. He's in the 30-second story. I don't know what the silencer would have to do with anything, but she's already jumping on this narrative. But are machine guns, can you just walk into a gun shop and buy a machine gun? Are they machine guns readily available? Don? Okay, maybe we've lost Don. Maybe we've lost me. We'll see. Okay. So we're having a little bit of technical difficulties. That happens.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes, we hear you just fine.
Okay. I coughed and I hit the cough button and I forgot to.
So that was a question for you.
Yeah.
Can you walk into a gun shop and buy a machine gun?
Well, no. Machine guns are heavily regulated. They're illegal in some states, except for the military and law enforcement. And there is an exemption in the law for Hollywood. Hollywood's a huge consumer of machine guns. Most people don't know that, but there's no other way they could make the movies that they do. Private citizens can own them. They can collect them. It's very expensive. There are all sorts of legal requirements for that. There's never been a crime committed with a legal machine gun in America. At least that's what I've heard. So it's now he didn't just walk in and buy machine guns. He may have converted an existing weapon himself. With some weapons that can be done, but I have not heard any information about specifically what kind of weapon it was. If this guy's a professional gambler in Las Vegas, let me tell you, I used to live in Las Vegas, went to high school there for a while, and I used to have some connections to Vegas many years ago. But it's a different world. It's an entirely different world. Casinos have their own security, and they're almost like their own private police forces. And I think they may have access to this kind of stuff. And a lot of these gamblers are very shadowy people. They're extremely shadowy, and this is a very frightening thing. This is a very disturbing thing, because to see this guy go off the rails like this, he apparently lived pretty well. He owned a house. He wasn't poor. He wasn't broke. I don't know. It has all the earmarks of some kind of intelligence operation that is designed to change the national narrative away from the existing narrative. I've seen this happen many, many times over the years. One probably the most interesting example is the Oklahoma bombing. I don't know how much of that era you remember, but Clinton was, of course, elected in 1992, inaugurated in 1993. That's Bill Clinton. And immediately there was a backlash against Bill Clinton, and the Republicans took Congress back for the first time in 40 years in the congressional elections of 1994. And so there was talk about how Bill Clinton was becoming irrelevant, and his poll ratings were sinking, and the Republicans were coming back. Newt Gingrich was Speaker of the House. And then the Oklahoma City bombing happened, and all of a sudden Bill Clinton was relevant again. And Bill Clinton has been quoted as saying to a group of reporters that the Oklahoma bombing, quote unquote, saved my presidency. So if anybody thinks that Tim McVeigh did us any favors, you better think again. Apart from creating an enormous public relations victory for our enemies, he saved the Clinton presidency, and the whole narrative changed away from the evils of big government and that sort of a narrative to the evils of the militias and all this kind of stuff. I don't think McVay belonged to a militia group, but in the years that have followed, McVay has suddenly been transformed into a white supremacist. I've heard him identified as a white supremacist. Now, throughout the time of this event and all the coverage, I never heard any white supremacists talk in the media or among the the intelligentsia or anything. It has only been in the last the last few years that McVay has suddenly taken on a white supremacist kind of mantle. So I don't know what they're going to do with this. By any measure, it's certainly a terrible thing, and it's going to dominate the national narrative. Obviously, nothing like this, the worst mass shooting in the history of the country, can escape that. But there's going to be a lot further filling in the gaps. There'll be a higher death toll and all this sort of thing. But I think a lot of this is going to matter on what will turn on whether this guy was a political some kind of political person. He had an Asian girlfriend. He was a professional gambler. Now, who knows what that even means? I mean, the guy was supposedly quote unquote retired. So I guess maybe if you go to the casinos and play blackjack, once a week and you don't have a job, maybe that makes you a professional gambler. I don't know. Successful, prosperous people typically don't go out in a blaze of glory. They typically want to enjoy the fruits of their success and their prosperity. So there are many, many unknowns on this case. Many, many unknowns. But, the first thing that hit my mind with this is that the NFL narrative, and that was the story that I really wanted to discuss, the NFL narrative is going to be pushed off the front page and put back into the fourth page of the sports section, if it is covered at all. Yeah. The NFL protest has been a disaster for the multiculturalists. Ultimately, I think it's going to be a disaster for the blacks that are pushing so hard to crap all over the fans who contribute the money and the viewership and the advertising revenue and the ticket sales that make it possible for them to live as millionaires. So I think I think that narrative was hurting the other side very, very badly. Very, very badly.
Mm-hmm. Well, so with, there are so many unknowns. So I would actually like to move over to the NFL narrative. We should probably wrap this up because at this point we don't know a whole lot.
That's right.
The person's a professional gambler or a retired person who has nothing else to do but gamble. There's always the possibility that he could have gotten in over his head. There are people who he could have had something else in his life that he was desperate about. There are people who feel if I'm going down, I'm taking everybody with me. There's always that. But of course it is so strange, the whole machine gun aspect of it. And I am somebody who's very reluctant to go to false flag theories, but you never know. And we'll keeping an open mind, and we'll see how things turn out. Now, as for the NFL, you had this development yesterday where there's a lot of speculation about this game between, I believe, the Oakland Raiders and the Washington Redskins, where, the Raiders' white quarterback stood for the national anthem, whereas the offensive line, which are the people that would protect him while he's dropping back for a pass, they all took a knee. And although this, I know we're early in the season, although this quarterback had not been sacked all season, suddenly he's sacked four times, including one very vicious sack. And this led to speculation that the offensive line basically threw the game and let him be attacked, let him be sacked and perhaps injured. He had to leave the game. And so, where is this going to? What have you seen, and what do you think, Don Advo?
Yeah, that Raiders game, the Raiders Redskins game, that was reported pretty widely among the sports people. And the gist of it was the Black said if he's going to stand alone for the flag, he can stand alone out there on the field. And the offensive line who were supposed to protect him from opposing tacklers did not. And he got hit several times. And then the guy who hikes the ball to him to put the play in motion sabotaged a number of those. They aimed the ball at his knees instead of into his hands. So they sabotaged their own teammate. They sabotaged their own team through their own game so they can make a statement. Mm-hmm. This is how much blacks hate us, how they hate their own teammate. They hate their own teammate. I mean, this, you know, I believe this. I'm thoroughly prepared to believe that they would do that. And that's really going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting to see if white players can survive with these black majority teams, with the enormous hatred that is put out against white people. I mean, to turn on a teammate like that's pretty interesting. That's kind of like what would they do if they were in a high command in the army? What would black infantry do if they were dispatched in to patrol a white area during martial law or something? Yeah, pretty scary, isn't it?
Right, and the quarterback is certainly the whitest position on the team. I mean, it's the one position whites, besides perhaps kicker and punter, that whites thoroughly dominate. And it's a very vulnerable position because they drop back to pass and they have their eyes downfield and can't be looking around them. So they're very vulnerable. Now, the linemen also, it's one of the whiter positions, but I guess on this team, you know, it was largely or entirely black line. It's not just that they're sabotaging their teammates, which might be the most surprising thing, but they're sabotaging the league. They're sabotaging their own livelihoods. They are likely really not intelligent enough to understand what they're doing, but these athletes, they don't seem to understand that there's nothing special about basketball or football as opposed to, you know, lacrosse or cricket or any other game, other than they happen to be popular in our society. And if they do things that undermine the popularity of their game, they might as well be playing, you know, water polo. And maybe water polo will become the next popular sport, or maybe people just move on from sports. But
I think a lot of people are
intrinsically special about what they do.
I think a lot of people are going to move on from sports. I don't have any scientific polling results that show that, but you know, you read a lot of comments online, and people say, you know, I'm finding different things to do with my time. One guy on a comment said, "I'm going to." Going to spend time with my little boy. And I thought, good for, you know, your little boy needs you much more than whatever football team it is that you root for. So, I think I've heard this all week about how, and there's lots of polling data, and there was an interesting article in Forbes, an online article. I think it was Forbes, and they said, there was an economic projection that CBS was going to take a big hit because the declining TV viewership would result in sharply declining advertising revenues, which was one of the most important aspects in establishing the huge value of these teams. So that's an awfully... I think it's really going to take down this sport. At least I hope so. And I don't think this shooting is going to stop that. I don't think people are going to rush back to football, watching football and going to football games because of this shooter. Who knows? But I don't see that happening. They wounded people too deeply.
Okay. Well, that is our break music. We are going to be back after the break with more discussion of the NFL and other things.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Okay, and we are back. That is some of our bumper music provided by Filbert Applebag. That's a name to remember, Filbert Applebag. You know, Don, on the other show that we are on together, Stormfront Radio, Don Black has received a letter from whoever owns or controls the copyright to the Johnny Cash song, I Won't Back Down. So, I mean, they're coming after us every way possible. So I will be doing my best to avoid copyrighted songs. You heard going into the break, what you heard was actually part of Hava Nagila. It's a Jewish song, and it's the Jews who are coming after us, but Hava Nagila, there's no copyright on that song. And we'll be hearing other interesting non-copyrighted music as the hour and the weeks proceed. But back to the NFL. So they're killing the goose that laid the golden egg, and it's amazing how many just regular people are saying, "Well, good riddance." Now, I would like to boycott the NFL over this kneeling stuff, but I'm already boycotting it over the Beyonce halftime show from a couple of years ago, and I didn't really watch all that much in the first place. Maybe about 10 hours per year. But they're 10 hours I'm glad to have back. And it seems viewership is way down. And, I don't know about this shooting incident. It's going to change a bunch of narratives, but I don't see it putting fans back into the seats of NFL games. Do you?
I think the fans are pretty upset, and I don't think this shooting is going to affect that at all. I think it's going to give people a greater sense of malaise and maybe less willingness to show up at a stadium and be part of a large crowd. There was a Hollywood movie about 30 years ago where a guy went to a football stadium. I think it was called 2 Minute Warning or something like that. It was Charlton Heston, and I forget who else was in it. In any event, they spot the guy up there, walking around with a rifle, and throughout the entire game, they're trying to maneuver for a position and figure out what to do. And then when the 2 minute warning comes, he opens fire, shoots a bunch of people, and they take him down, they kill him. But I think if anything, the Vegas thing is going to discourage people from physically going to games and physically going to large things. Where there's and Hugh Hewitt said something very interesting on his show this morning. He's the one I turned on at 3 o'clock in the morning. He's on the East Coast. He comes on at 6 a.m. their time, and he's one of these big football guys. I thought he would have something to say about football and talked all about this, but he said it's going to create a change in behavior, and you're not going to see large mass events anywhere near skyscrapers or elevated objects where a shooter can get up on a high because unless you can get up on a high visibility and have a good field of fire, there's a limit to the number of people you can take out.
And it probably will go beyond that. A few years ago, I went to an event on the Mall in Washington, D.C., and it was quite crowded. Well, I went to the inauguration as well, but I'm not talking about the inauguration. But it was quite crowded, and my companion wanted to go into the crowd, and I said, no, we want to stay on the periphery. What happens? There can be a stampede. There's all sorts of things that can happen. So it's something I've been concerned about for years, not wanting to be in crowds. Partly maybe it's a natural claustrophobia that I have. But I think people, because it doesn't have to be a gun. It can be somebody with a truck ramming into a crowd and you can't get out of the way. There's all sorts of things that can happen. And so why would somebody want to be in an NFL stadium and be a sitting duck? And many of these stadiums are, of course, around tall buildings. Many of them are in downtown areas.
Well, you can put a guy up in a top row, and he can shoot across to the other side. I mean, he doesn't have to be at a high location. Point is, stadiums are high things, and you get access to a lot of people that are sitting there because they're elevated. Mm-hmm. They're in tiers, like a staircase. So you may see a lack of willingness to go to stadiums. I don't follow sports at all, so they haven't gotten a penny out of me. Not in my adult lifetime. So that's never been an issue with me, but there was.
Well, I hear our break music coming. We will be back again and we'll continue this conversation.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech. Quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. at aroutfitting.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's fun being able to use that song, no copyright on it. And the intro song going into it, for those of you who might not have recognized it, it was some operatic song from North Korea. And I am going to be using some North Korean music. I had originally thought that they were not parties to the International Treaty on Copyrights, and therefore there was no issue. Actually, I think I'm mistaken. I think they are a party to the treaty. But somehow I have the feeling that the North Koreans aren't going to try to Jew us out of our bumper music. What do you think, Don Advo?
I don't know.
I'll be talking about North Korea, maybe not in this show, but...
I had planned, they've imposed all these sanctions and everything, and I never knew much about North Korea, so I had always had this lifelong dream of going there for a vacation, and now they have all these sanctions, and I won't be able to do it, so...
Yeah, well, I had always wanted to go on a shopping expedition because I love their music. I've been listening to it for 30 years. I recorded that off of Radio Pyongyang sometime in the 1980s. You can hear it all over East Asia. It's because it's the only station in the country, and it has a very strong signal. It's the only station, and so you can hear it. The South Koreans try to jam it, but if you're in Japan, it comes through loud and clear. Okinawa, you can hear it all over. In Siberia, you can hear it. So we'll see. I have the feeling they're not going to try to impose her copyrights in the way the Jewish lawyers of the Johnny Cash song did. And on this show, we will take calls, maybe not every show, but the call-in number for those who would like to call in, it's 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Okay, so the have we gotten everything we can out of the NFL issue, or is there more to it to explore?
Well, Kevin McDonald posted a very interesting commentary on it, and he said he thought it would accelerate the division in this country and the polarization. That was the term I think he used. It would accelerate the racial polarization, and it would it was part of an ongoing left-wing campaign to do exactly that, to mm-hmm. accelerate polarization, and hope it does. So I think it's really significant. I read a letter from Ludwig von Beethoven in the early 1800s, when there was a lot of revolutionary activity mm-hmm. in Europe, and he said the police in Vienna and in Austria were very vigilant, and they had a curfew and all this. And he says, as long as the Austrian has his brown beer and sausages, there will be no revolution. Mm-hmm. I thought, how little people have changed in all these years, you know?
Yeah. Well, you could go back 2,000 years ago to the bread and circuses of the Roman Empire. Some people had thought in the late 1940s that integrating baseball, which was the national pastime, that maybe white fans would turn off the game if you started having more and more black stars. And the integration wasn't controversy-free, but it didn't happen. And in fact, more or less at the same time during the 1950s, you started having the rise of the NFL as a popular diversion. And the NFL has been around, I guess, since the late 20s, but it really wasn't that popular until the 1950s. And then the NBA, which was only founded maybe in 1947, 48, and from its second year on, it had black athletes. And so you had these leagues that, if anything, were even more, had even higher number of blacks than baseball did. And baseball continued to thrive, and these other sports with their black athletes became much more popular. Although in recent years, you've had a phenomenon that Professor McDonald refers to as implicit whiteness, and you've had whites flocking to sports like NASCAR, which is pretty much exclusively white, or like the National Hockey League, which, you know, when we were young, the National Hockey League's teams were all in places where there was snow, and so it was people who might be really familiar with the game, and then it just started spreading. And the teams moved into the Sun Belt. And so you have people who have never seen snow or ice in their life. Well, ice in the refrigerator, maybe. And yet they're rabid National Hockey League fans. And, you know, the hockey players are almost exclusively white. So that's an interesting phenomenon. We have a caller whom I particularly want to go to. We have William from Montana. William, welcome to National Bugle Radio's inaugural program on RBN.
Good morning to both you and Don, and congratulations. I just happened to turn to the channel, and I heard your bumper music, and congratulations on having your own show. It's long overdue, and I'm going to be a regular listener.
It's a great white privilege to be here on RBN.
Yes. And, you know, this shooting, I just was, you know, scanning the European news, and there was a big article on by an MI5 guy who says, expect a ring of fire around recreational venues. And so, I mean, even in England, they're not missing a beat on this. It's like, well, you know, you're just going to have to put up with more, you know, inspections and metal scanners and surveillance, and cameras, face recognition cameras. So there's going to be a lot. I agree with Don Abbo that there's going to be a lot of fallout on this because, you know, Las Vegas has that allure of, you know, that's the happy place. That's the place. I mean, of course, if you've ever been there, it's a different story. But that's the place where you go to really let your hair down and have a good time and do a bunch of stuff that you can leave there in Las Vegas. And so that's going to be, that's psychologically, that's going to really be able to get a lot of mileage out of, you know, when people start calling for gun control and all that stuff.
Well, you raise an interesting question, one that we haven't addressed yet, but fallout on the civil liberties front. So you're going to have facial recognition cameras everywhere. This is something that, you know, it's, we're only 12 hours into this news story, but William or Don, what do you think? Is this going to be another 9/11 where all of a sudden we've got to sacrifice our freedoms in order to be kept safe by the government that we trust?
Well, I think there are going to be calls for us to sacrifice freedoms. Not that it's going to get us any more safety, but we will lose freedoms as a result of this. That's my view.
And William?
Yes, and you know, it's interesting that there were a lot of things happening in this world that were just starting to bubble to the top of the media that really got shot down. That I really felt would have been a good story for people to hear. I mean, the whole thing that's going down in Barcelona, with the Catalans voting for independence from, you know, Spain, and the incredible repression. I mean, if you see the videos of the repression by the National Spanish Police to these voters that were going to the polls, I mean, I've never seen, you know, I've seen a lot of, in quotes, police brutality on videos. But I mean, this was extreme. I mean, it didn't matter whether you were a male or a kid that was a bystander. The violence was unbelievable. And again, that was, as Don Abbo said, you know, this whole thing with the National Football League, I mean, was a real blow to the whole Black Lives Matter, you know, narrative. And the same thing, there were so many things that were going on in the world that shows a huge uprising of people against the suppressive, state, you know, mechanisms. And that is now kicked off. I mean, that'll be on page 58, you know.
Right.
So a lot of things happen.
Just for the listeners who aren't familiar with that Barcelona story, Barcelona is the main city in the Catalonia region of Spain, which has long favored independence, or where there's been an independence movement. And the region was holding a vote. I guess they have a regional parliament, so there has been in recent years a certain amount of self-government. But they held a vote on national independence that the central Spanish government opposed having in the first place. And so what you're referring to are actions by the central government to shut down the referendum. Am I summarizing it correctly?
Like I said, the videos were, I mean, this was a level of violence. I mean, you know, when a police officer grabs a woman behind by the hair and pulls her back and throws her down a flight of stairs, you know, that's more than just, you know, doing a body slam to the ground and tying up their hands with one of those quick ties. And that was going on all over the place. And what's interesting was that the Catalan, Barcelona local police were actually standing up and protecting the people who were coming in and out of the polling places from the national police. So it's like, you know, local police facing off with the FBI here. You know, and those images were roaring all around Europe and making their way into the United States, and they would have been again a real public relations blow to this whole thing about how, you know, you're safer if you're under some type of national government surveillance.
Mm-hmm. So with this shooting in Las Vegas, there is, I suppose, going to be at least three different narratives that come out. One is that, you know, it happened. It's going to happen as long as there are guns on the street. We need gun control. There's going to be people who suspect that it was a false flag. And that's not what I'm prone to believe, but there are going to be people who are going to say it was some, you know, the CIA or some sort of false flag operation in order to take away gun rights or in order to take away civil liberties. And, you know, I can't reject that out of hand just because look how crazy things are. We've got a deep state that is obviously, for instance, out to undermine and perhaps overthrow our elected president. So things are strange. I'm prepared to believe pretty much anything. And then, of course, also that, you know, there's a lot of things happen, even if they're not planned. Why let a good crisis go to waste? You know, it wasn't Rahm Emanuel the one who said, don't let a good crisis go to waste. Somebody said it.
And the details of the shooting will fuel us for like months of he did this, she said that, he knew him when. But, you know, I was talking to a Special Forces guy who was a trainer in Special Forces. And he said, you know, was the guy using, I mean, did he have a machine gun that someone was feeding, you know, a clip into? I mean, in order to fire that many rounds to hurt that many people, I mean, you would have to have a wagon filled with, you know, 100 pounds of clips, you know, magazines, and how fast can you change those? I mean, he said the numbers just didn't compute for one person pulling this off because, I mean, how do you even carry the magazines that you would slam into that to fire that many rounds in 600 seconds? That's a lot of ammo, and if it was fully automatic, that's a whole other issue. So, I mean, there's going to be a lot of weird things about this thing. It just doesn't sit well with me. I mean, just the very, you know, minimal news that I've heard about it, something just doesn't sound right with it.
So, I mean, we have the Kennedy assassination where there's, what, 57 years later, 55 years later, there is no consensus on what happened. We have 9/11, no consensus on what happened. Is there ever going to be any kind of consensus on this? I mean, even you have Charlottesville, and even in Charlottesville, where it's actually pretty clear what happened, there's probably not going to be a consensus on it, even in spite of the evidence.
And I think Don Advo is very right, you know, when he points out that, this thing just coincidentally happened at a very critical time when the Black Lives Matter people were suffering an enormous, public relations disaster. And boy, if you want to clear the slates of that and put that out of people's memory, at least something like this would be you could take advantage of it to do that very thing. And I think that's a very astute observation.
So, Don, were you thinking that this could have been a false flag in order to turn the narrative around, which was just going the right way, or more that it's just being exploited in that way, or what? What do you think?
What do I think? I'm thinking initially in terms that it was a false flag,
mm-hmm.
because. You see these things happen at times when it is particularly when the other side is doing very badly. Something like this happens, and that's throughout history, corrupt rulers have used things like this, and threats from abroad, and that's kind of my view. I can't prove it, of course, but Franklin Roosevelt himself once said nothing happens and nothing that happens in politics is coincidental. And out of the blue, this guy does this, starts shooting, the worst shooting disaster in our history. There's a couple of factors here. I've been doing a little bit of reading on this event. Facts are starting to appear that the range was like 400 yards at which he was shooting. That's a long range. That's a long way away. And it's a lot of fire. Apparently, they found the guy in his room because the smoke from the shooting activated the smoke alarm, and they were able to go right to his room. Otherwise, he would have been kept shooting for a very long time, or at least as long until they found it. So it was a smoke detector in his room. Apparently, he was he kicked out a window or knocked out a window in some fashion. Apparently, he had the muzzle of the gun inside the room. So, you know, if you stick the barrel out the window, the smoke is going to dissipate outside. But he had the gun inside the room. Now, that's how snipers are trained to operate, so that their gun can't be spotted, poked out of a window. So that suggests something very significant to me.
Okay, I hear Philbert Applebag again. That means we're going to our last break. We will be back. And William, please, if you can, please stay on the line.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The net.
Okay, we are back for the last segment of our first show on RBN. And once again, I'd like to thank RBN for this opportunity and thank John Stadmiller. And also, I'd like to direct people to a website that I've had for, well, I mean, it or its predecessor for over 20 years, nationalbugle.com. And it had been more or less dormant for a while because I had other things I was doing, but it's back in action, and you can go to nationalbugle.com. I used to joke that that the Drudge Report had copied my website. I had a website back in 1995 or 96, and it was an amalgamation site. It just had headlines and links to various articles, and I did that for a while. I had a computer that didn't even have a hard disk, and it was underneath a desk and hooked up to a lamp timer, and twice a day it would go through a modem and hook onto various internet websites and download articles and look for keywords. It was pretty cool. I called it the most technologically advanced news organization in the world. That was my logo. Drudge, with connections to his probably to money, I don't know, but Drudge was doing more or less the same thing. He got famous, I didn't. But at any rate, this is going to be, I've got some people who are helping me with it. Mark Dankoff is helping me with it, and it, I think, is going to turn into a good resource. So nationalbugle.com, take a look at it, and come back, because it's only going to get better. Okay, we just have a couple minutes. So we still have Don and William with us. Do you have any closing thoughts?
My closing thoughts are, we have to avoid being distracted by this. This is a temporary event, and we have to keep on with what we were working on before, and that is to polarize the races and get white people on board with white identity politics. And this will probably be used to distract from that, but we have to keep our eyes on the ball. And white survival means white identity, and that means white unity.
And William?
And I think there's other things that are happening that we can't talk about right now, but I mean, I wanted to send you an email saying congratulations, and both of my emails are down, along with many, many millions others. Many people haven't had email since last Thursday in the United States. And so there's something, a lot of testing is being done as to how to shut down this thing that we are all a part of, which is getting the word out.
It is. It's getting the word out, because there's really nothing more powerful than the word. I have always said that once you shine the sun, it's going to just melt away the shackles that bind us. I never said it exactly like that, but you know, for instance, if we're talking about the Jewish power structure, which so much of it is in media, nobody's going to listen to their media once they understand, oh, these are Jews and they are, they might look kind of like us, they might look white, but their self-perceived interests are not. I hear our swan song. We will be back tomorrow and every day. And I'm so grateful for Don Adler to come on. I'm hoping that you're going to have lots of time to come on frequently. And William, thank you for calling. I'd like to have you on too. I've done a lot of podcasts with you in the past, as National Bugle fans would know. So we'll be back again tomorrow with another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio.
Good luck, Patrick.
Thank you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.